shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
It just seems like it's over.
The vast majority of Americans don't want to see the government
policy shut down. No, it only happens at school. It doesn't happen at soccer.
The vast majority of Americans don't want to see the government
policy. You have been tweeting me.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go anywhere, everywhere. Places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. 877-876-PHIL is the number here, and this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, as we continue to try and, well, not just tell you the truth, because the truth, you know, it comes in various sizes and shapes, and some people may mistake the truth for something else. They may think that it's actual propaganda. So we try to give it a little bit of perspective. We try to take you, as I said, places other talk shows cannot take you, to the absurd extreme that some of these liberals will go in order to take away your freedom, take away the rights of your kids, take away your money, take away your country. We can't let them do it. 877-876-PHIL. The economy is in a shambles, let's face it. Why it is in a shambles, we could have that debate until the cows come home. I've talked with a lot of people, and more people than I care to mention, who have no basic understanding of American history when it comes to American economy. They have no understanding, no memory, no knowledge of what transpired to make the Fed come about, for instance. They don't know what caused the Great Depression. And so we have a country of basically economically illiterate people, and put that together with the kind of times that we're living through, where we have a combination of government incompetence as well as a private sector criminality, and you come up with a whole lot of people unemployed. At last check, it was 8.9%, and we've got a lot of people that are living below the poverty line. Joining me here at a Joyful Union Congregation, they have a soup kitchen. It's a 24-hour soup kitchen. I know he's there right now. Is Pastor William Rennick. How many families are you feeding right now, Pastor?
On any given day, this could run as high as, we could be running as high as four families an hour, and we're 24 hours, and so you can do the math on that, but sometimes it's over 100 families, and the average size of these families, three families, four families, and we are in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. We are in Bellflower, California. If you can imagine that there are four families an hour coming here to eat, they got nothing to eat, and they're coming here to eat. In a city the size of Los Angeles, which certainly has enough money in it, you know.
No doubt.
Then we're in a terrible predicament trying to get these families fed. And it's an even worse predicament for myself and for my wife in running Joyful Union, as we have for the number of years, to see these families come here and want to do more. But you can't do more because you come up against constraints. And so I would ask people if they can offset the cost of running the soup kitchen, maintaining our anonymity program, and maintaining, of course, the upkeep of the parsonage, whatever people can help, we very, very much appreciate that.
All right, and you are at Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California.
That is correct, and donations can be made in care of myself. They can be made in care of my wife, Clara Bingham.
Clara Bingham, B-I-N-G.
B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Yes.
But that's not why I'm on your program. I don't want anyone to think I'm on your program here tonight, because I want to pitch for money. I'm here to tell you that we are happy people tonight, Phil. We are happy people tonight because we have served, as I said, over 100 families, 300 people, 350 people have come to Joyful Union Kitchen here. That's our family fund, as we call it, and they've gotten something to eat. And we're very excited about that.
And our number, by the way, is 877-876-PHIL. If people want to call here,
we'd be more than happy to talk to them, yes.
All right, now, I wanted to ask you mentioned the anonymity program, which is very unique. What is that?
Well, it's one of the more heartbreaking aspects, I think, to the kinds of economic times we're living in. And that is that a man or woman making a living, and they were making a good living, and they were taking care of their own, have fallen on such hard times that they don't have any money, and they have to take the kind of charity that we have. The anonymity program, we don't want anyone to know what their name is. We don't want people to know that they're coming here and having to take this kind of charity. People are very proud, Bill, and I don't think there is. I don't think the Lord has ever asked us to humiliate ourselves if we don't have to. I don't think the Lord has ever asked us to walk around with our hat in our hand if we don't have to, you know.
I understand. I mean, that's already devastating enough. But for a man to, I'm reminded of that scene in Cinderella Man. You know,
I don't know what that movie is. If that's a Walt Disney movie.
It's not a Walt Disney. It was about the fighter James J. Braddock, but he had one time been on top of the world, made a lot of money, and when the Depression hit, he literally had to go into the Madison Square Garden and panhandle money from his old friend.
But that's what I'm talking about right there, that a man has to go panhandle money from his friend. That is a devastating moment. Our anonymity program guarantees that their name will not get to the press, their name not going to be leaked out to the other people in the parish, other people in the congregation, that their name is not going to be bandied about in the supermarket. We'll keep it very, very quiet. But the problem is that is an expense. And that's where we have to ask these people, I don't know how much money you have, but we'll feed you, but the anonymity program is going to cost up front a $50 charge, because what that is I've got to contact, I've got to make sure that their name is not going to get on Google. It ain't going to get on the Internet and this kind of thing. And that there are people that know how to, clean up the Internet, you know.
Well, they know how to take people's names off of the Internet if there's bad press. Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean, yeah.
But you're taking $50 from these impoverished families?
Well, no, hold on for a minute. I'm not taking $50 from these impoverished families. What I'm saying is this. They are being fed here at Joyful Union Congregation. Now, if they want anonymity, that is, nobody going to find out who they are. That's going to cost $50. But that is an anonymity program that, you know, you have to get people on the Internet, you see. And that money also is the upkeep of the parsonage. And the parsonage is by residence. We've got a multi-level situation. And when I talk to people about this, I've gotten some very negative press. And I resent very much what some people have said. And
well, I, Pastor Renick, when you have a charitable kitchen, as you have, and there are families that are going there.
Bill, but before you get going, you know, to understand, I have been in this line of work for a long time. I know poor people. I know how families are. So I don't need anybody necessarily filling me in, you know, setting me straight.
No, I'm not going to try to do that, sir. I can I just give you my feeling on this?
Well, go right ahead, but you're not going to set me straight on anything. Nobody sets me straight. I set people straight. I'm the representative of the Lamb of God. I'm Pastor William Ray. I set people straight. You understand? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be short with you, Phil, but I've had a very bad day with some of these situations.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, if it is perceived that what's happening here is you have if for want of a better word, I don't want to call it a soup kitchen, you know.
It's our family fun kitchen. It's our family fun, FUND kitchen. And it is our family fun restaurant. That's what we call it. So it's not a soup kitchen.
All right. And I appreciate that, because you want to give people the dignity of walking in and sitting down like they're not in a soup kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. But when you say to them, you come on in and have yourself something to eat. Now, if you want to remain anonymous, that is, your name won't get out there as having been to this charity, that's going to cost you $50.
I don't say it that way, Phil. I say to them, please understand.
Well, all right, for whatever way you say it, you know. That sounds like you are taking advantage of these poor people.
That's exactly the thing that got out in the media, and I wanted to stop, because that's not what's going on. Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Pastor Renick, I understand, but...
No, hold on a minute. I want that to stop. I've worked with poor people my whole life. Ever since I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, I've worked with the poor.
I'm saying that, honey.
My wife Claire is here. I've worked with the underprivileged. I've worked with the hungry. I've worked with the handicapped people, all the people.
I understand, sir.
And I've never, ever taken advantage of anyone. And I want that to stop, and I don't want that in the media.
I understand, sir, but can I ask you something? You said that this also goes to the upkeep of the parsonage, which is where you live, right?
That is correct, yes.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that a part of that money goes to dental insurance for myself, not for my wife and I, not for my family. Some people said in the newspaper here in Bellflower, the Pastor Rennick is getting dental insurance for his wife and himself. I'm not getting dental insurance for my wife. I'm getting dental insurance for myself because I had no dental insurance.
So the money that these people are paying goes to you keeping their names anonymous and dental insurance for yourself. You understand how this turns into bad press.
Oh, I'll tell you how it turns into bad press. Because people take it and they say, look what Pastor Rennick is doing. He's getting dental insurance for himself. He's taking the money from these people. He's charging people for their anonymity. And isn't that a bad thing? Is that a wrong thing? So what they do is they say, what the man is doing is bad. He's a bad man. That's what I want to stop. I'm not doing anything bad. What I'm doing is I'm saying, I'm going to help you. I'm going to keep you from having to have your name dragged to the mud. If you give me $50, I can do that. Otherwise, it's all right. You don't have to give me that. But I don't force anybody to give me that money.
Well, what happens when they don't give you the money?
I don't know what happens. Anything can happen.
Does their name suddenly go out on the internet and they're...
What is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean? I resent that. You know,
all right, I'm not saying that you would do that.
I resent the implication that if I don't get paid, you're telling me if I don't get paid, these people's name go on the internet. Isn't that what you're saying?
No, sir, if that's what it sounded like, I did not want to infer that.
Well, that's exactly what it sounded like to me.
Do you recognize, though, you're taking part of this money to get yourself dental insurance? That
yes, that's exactly right, because I've got my teeth are falling out of my head. So forgive me if I take some of that money and I get dental insurance, because I've got my teeth rotting out of my skull. So forgive me if I get some cheap dental program that only covers, I think, the deductible on it is complete insanity. It's like a $10,000 deductible.
All right, Pastor Rennick, hold the line. I didn't mean to upset you. 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Rennick of Bellflower, California, with the Family Fund Kitchen. Families could come there and eat, but if they want to remain anonymous, that is, if they don't want people to know that they've taken advantage of this kind of charity, for $50 he can keep their name off the internet, and that money goes toward keeping their name off the internet, as well as purchasing dental insurance for himself. I don't know how any of you feel about that. Our phone lines are open. We'll continue talking to Pastor Rennick in a moment. 877-876-PHIL. Is it charity? Is it a way of making money? I better not. You probably heard that, and I'm probably going to get screamed at when we come back. 877-876-7445. This is the world famous, from the El Pacifico, Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Pastor William Rennick joining us from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, California. And I'm very happy to speak with you, Pastor. Forgive me, I don't want to offend you, but these are questions that I have to ask. All right?
I understand you got to ask the question. But what I do not understand, and what I'm saying to your audience, and excuse me, Phil, I will apologize to you for raising my voice.
That's all right. That's okay. People raise their voices on talk radio. It happens.
Well, I like to think I'm a better man than that. I gave myself to the Lord a long time ago, but it was after a life that had been ill spent.
Yes, sir.
I had not lived my life well. It was a life of, I got involved in drugs. And I got involved in alcohol and women. All of that. And I ran myself down. And I can tell you that when I started my church and I met Clara, and we started our church, and we started our church, let me tell you something, we started our church out of the side of a van, one of these black vans, and we had the tinted windows on the side. I'd go down the street, people thought I was a serial murderer. With the kind of van that I had, people say, there goes the serial killer man. I said, I'm not, I'm here to talk to you about God. But because of the van, the only van we could afford was a dark van with the tinted windows, people thought I had dead bodies in there.
Yes, sir.
We had to suffer all kinds of slings and arrows. And one of the things I suffered, my teeth. I never took care of my teeth. And now, for the first time in my life, I can grin into a mirror and look like a man. Look like a man and not like some hillbilly. Not like some of these white, you know, I don't want to, I'm not being racial. If you've seen these white boys that play hockey, you ever seen that?
Yes, sir, I have.
you look at them, and they smile, they do the vampire impression, you know, some of them. I'm not talking about that.
No, I understand that. I understand all of what you're saying, and perhaps you feel that your community owes it to you, and perhaps you feel that, you know, getting this dental insurance from the contributions of your community is a good thing. I'm just saying that it seems to me you're taking the money from the wrong people, from poor people. That's all I'm saying. 877-876-PHIL in Mobile, Alabama is Carlos. Let's get Carlos on the line here. Carlos, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I understand what the pastor's saying, but isn't there for his congregation to give money to the church? Is that when they give money to the church and they help out with the pastors, you know, what the pastor need and the church business?
Yeah,
how can
they
give
it
money
for the parsonage? Yeah, they give it for the parsonage, you know. And that's
what
the pastor.
Pastor, I just don't understand the $50 from people that come to your place to get help for food, you know, to eat. I just cannot agree with that.
But you see, they're getting something to eat. And what that means when they get something to eat, that means they're not going to die. You know, if you get something to eat, what's that do? That first thing it does, you ain't going to die.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying they've got to pay for anything. I'm not asking them kind of money. You know, I'm just saying if they want to keep their anonymity about it, that nobody know they come, like you. Carlos, you come to my kitchen, get something to eat. And the next day you see on Facebook, Carlos was slopping up some free food over there. It's all over Facebook. You don't want that, do you?
Yes, sir. But if you're able to pay for anonymity, you shouldn't be going to a soup kitchen.
There you go. See, a lot of these people.
Whoa, wait a minute. Now you're suddenly making yourself out to be some nice guy.
Why are they coming to the food kitchen?
Wait, a lot of people, maybe the last money they've got is $50. Maybe the $50 they were saving for something else.
I didn't mean to say soup kitchen. Well,
let me ask you something, young man. If your face was plastered all over Facebook, and they're saying, there goes Carlos, man, he had his face in a soup bowl last night over there, Pastor in his family front kitchen.
There's nothing you should be worried about. You should worry about your life and
you?
Living life. I don't care what anybody say about me, because they're not living my life.
What about
a girl? Me and my family, we don't have money. We live week to week, bill to bill. But if somebody else found out that our lights got turned off, I'm not going to be embarrassed by it, because they're not helping me and they're not living my life.
Let me ask you, what if some girl you sweet on said, I want to go out with Carlos, then she sees your kisser pastor all over Facebook, and there you is drinking down some of that sorghum soup with Clary. You don't care?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Wow.
He doesn't care.
I don't get on Facebook.
There you go. Very good. Thanks so much, Carlos. Good to talk to a man who knows what his priorities are. We'll be back with Pastor William Rennick on the Family Fun Kitchen, but he's charging poor people for anonymity. No one will know you were there. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Back here with Pastor William Renick on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk about the economy, the fact that there are people, poor people, you know, and I believe in charity. You and I are politically opposite ends of the stick. There's no question about it. I'm a conservative. You're a liberal. I do believe in helping people, Pastor Renick, and you know that that's true because I've contributed money to you.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. And I will always say Phil Hendry walks the walk. He doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk. But when I go table to table, and I'm in we're in our family fun kitchen tonight before I come on the radio to talk to you, and I'm in our family fun kitchen, I go table to table. I say to people, look, you have to understand, brother, that this is going to help your family be anonymous so that you can get a leg, you can begin your life again. You don't want your child dancing for pennies on the street. You don't want your child, to come over like the parsonage, you know, and dance for us. And I'll go and I'll tell
them. What do you mean you go table to table? What does that mean?
What I'm talking to the families that come here.
Yeah, well, you told me that this anonymity program that you're offering is, are you hard selling it?
I'm not hard selling anything. This is where I really begin to resent some of the media. I'm not hard selling anything. I go from one table to the next, and I simply sit down, and I try to talk reality to these people. And I say to them, if you don't take advantage of our anonymity program, people are going to know that you come with your hat in your hand looking like you eat the whole out of a donut.
Now, well, that to me sounds like what you're doing is you're putting an amount of emotional pressure on a family and saying that you better pay me $50 to.
I never say anything of the sort, Mr. Henry. I never say $50 or else.
Well, what does that mean? You look like you're eating a hole out of a donut.
I'm telling these people, I would like for you to listen to me instead of you talking at me.
I'm listening.
I'm telling these pair of a man come into our soup kitchen or into our family fun kitchen. He's got his family with him. And they're hungry. They have not had anything to eat. I say, well, you get your family something to eat over here. And then they sit down. I sit down with them. I say, now, look. Now, you look at yourself in the mirror. You can say whatever you want. But from where I sit, and I'm only talking to the husband now. I'm not talking to the wife. You're raggedy as a roach. Your raggedy mother, eat the whole out of a donut. Raggedy mother, you know what I mean? I talk straight to these people,
With their children sitting there.
You know something, Mr. Henry, I'm not running this ain't Brady Bunch, this is a new day, okay? We got a lot of black faces on TV now, okay? This ain't Beaver, this ain't Beaver gonna leave, whatever that show was, Beaver Lever?
Leave it to Beaver?
Leave it to Beaver, yeah, that was Beaver Lever or something. But this is a real world situation, and these are real people. I'll say to them, so you want your child coming to the parsonage and tap dancing for me, is that what you want? Because that's what's going to happen. For the people that make money, they don't have any money. I said, well, look, I'll pay your child. I'll throw a couple of bucks at you to warm up the audience.
What do you mean warm up the audience? So you have these family members entertaining you at the parsonage.
If we have people, no. If we've got people coming in from some of the religious seminars we're having, and we want some people to play the piano or to dance, I can pay these children. Yes, sir.
That is about as humiliating a thing as I've ever heard. And
hold the phone here. I'm a man of God. I'm called before God. I have my own congregation.
That's fine, but to pay somebody, pay a family, I'll throw a couple of bucks at you to tap dance or whatever.
I didn't say tap dance. You were thinking tap dance because I'm black.
No, actually, I was thinking tap dance because the kids are black.
How do you know that? They could be white. Yeah. I think you put yourself in a real hole there. There's going to be a lot of black people calling your program now saying, how dare you think that that child is black? You got tap dance.
You know what I think? A lot of people are going to call in and they're going to say it's a lot worse for you to be having those children dance where you live. So they can make some money because they didn't take advantage of your anonymity program. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Preston in Chicago on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning, Phil.
Good morning, sir.
I definitely want to thank you for the service that you've been providing on the airwaves. I've been following your program for the last month, and this is the first time I called in. I'm very shocked. I am a minority. I'm a person, thankfully, from the inner city of Chicago who was blessed to get an academic degree from the University of Chicago in economics. I have a master's degree in finance. And listening to this gentleman tonight, this reverend, made me call in because this is one of the most inarticulate reverends that I've ever heard on the radio in the recent past. And this person really has done a disservice.
Do you listen to religious radio? Do you listen to religious programming?
Yes, I do, sir.
You do? Well, and I don't know how you can say that, because most religious programming, some of the dumbest people you ever heard in your life, and I'm going to say this, Mr. Henry won't like it, but I'm going to say it, most of them are white.
And why do you have to say that? All of us, you know, all of a sudden you're injecting race into this.
Yes, and as a minority, Phil, I would please ask just for a couple of minutes to dialogue with this gentleman. As a fellow minority, I want to take umbrage initially with the comments you made regarding white people with no teeth calling them hillbillies. As a man of God, to make that statement and then to follow that up by saying, oh, and by the way, I'm not racist, that in and of itself was racist. And if a white person had made those statements regarding black people, you would have been outraged, sir. You
I was talking about a hockey player.
You obviously have no theological training, and I understand your background. You were very honest in regards to your life in drugs and alcohol, and I'm very appreciative of you removing yourself from those elements. But I want to know, first and foremost, do you have any seminary training, any theological training?
Yes, I did. I had private tutoring with a very holy man. I had private tutoring.
That speaks volumes, sir.
Well, you know something.
Your actions are very outrageous. Your efforts to help people in poverty are disingenuous. Your words are disrespectful.
If you don't mind me asking, I really want to ask this question. What was the private tutoring?
Father Light.
Father Light. You mean like Father Divine?
No, not Father Divine. Father Light, as in the light from heaven.
Wasn't light beer, huh?
How dare... See, that's what I mean about racism. Because I'm black. You think it was light beer.
Well, come on!
That had nothing to do with you being black, sir. It has everything to do with the last 15 minutes of you making a complete fool of yourself. You are basically a poverty pimp. You are acting as a ministerial gangster, sir. You are practicing technological and theological blackmail. You are nothing more than an exploiter of those people
now
who are coming at you at their worst time in their life, and you're basically
now I understand.
Someone.
You're one of them new Negroes. You're one of them new Negroes, aren't you?
No, sir.
Yes, sir. You are one of them new 21st century Negroes. You're going to call your fellow black man a pimp.
No,
let this man finish.
I'm a member. I'm a member of the human race. I don't look at color. I don't look at creed. I don't look at nationality. I'm looking at your human outreach as being nothing more than a 21st century version of pimping. You are nothing more than a corner pimp who has switched his game and modified his game and mutated his game to take advantage of those within the confines of a church.
I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask God to forgive you for all the words you just said to me. Because
no, you don't have to pray for me, sir. When you are condemning your belief in God.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, even though playing
only
a little white kid to tap dance for me, that makes up for a whole lot.
If you got a white kid to tap dance for you.
I'm not talking to you, Phil.
Sir, don't first of all.
I'm done talking to you
like that.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I'm not talking to Phil Henry no more because Phil Henry is a racist.
No, Phil.
Light beer for Miller.
I didn't say light beer.
Phil is not a racist. I've listened to Phil. I'm not here
I
to
tell you,
Phil. He's a person who's qualified.
Every time, and I said that those hockey players are white people, and they get the teeth knocked out of the face, and that's what I was talking about. And you thought I was
the first thing you need to do is travel to Atlanta and go see an Atlanta Thrasher game. They have three African Americans, sir, who play hockey. What black people but, play hockey also, sir?
They got black people that play hockey, Pastor Renick, and there's a lot of black fans now in hockey.
What are you talking about, black? Yeah, I know black people play hockey because they get pressured into it by their white friends.
Sir,
by their gangster white, their bum white friends and say, come on, I play hockey. Then they get the teeth kicked in, and they look like a black Alfred E. Newman. That's what
Reverend,
they look like clowns.
Reverend, and I use that term loosely. I've been thankfully blessed to go to
school. What loosely?
From Chicago to D.C. to Baltimore, New Orleans, Detroit. A person who walks into a soup kitchen or an outreach service, they are never required to give their name unless they are
right.
asking for a bill to be paid,
exactly.
whether it be a light bill or it be
right.
a lease bill.
Yeah.
That's when they have to submit a valid form of identification and also accompany that
and
with a
else.
Specific bill. For you
well,
to
I don't
tell
think
someone,
you know, Mr. Henry, and I have to keep these people anonymous, otherwise they're going to be all over Facebook. And, you know, I hate
no.
to say this, Preston, but you're just the guy
you
to do it.
You're the guy to do it because you take the money. Listen, Preston, I appreciate it. I gotta move on, though, sir, and I appreciate your call very much. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
You won't let me talk to that brother because that's the kind of guy...
Well, you know, I that man was defending me. Did you hear that?
I've heard it all before. Listen to these people call up. They want to kiss the rear end of the talk show host. How long have I known you? You know,
no, that man was defending my point of view.
How long have I known you?
You've known me a long time.
I know you. You're very slick. People love you. People want to know you. They want to talk to you. Get your autograph, all this good stuff. Meanwhile, what happened to me? I wake up and I've got sand in my mouth. I got ashes in my hands. Now, I said that there are white people play hockey. And
the guy just told you that there's black people playing hockey and that there's black fans.
Okay. The black people playing hockey got talked into it by their bum white friends that say, come on, let's play some hockey. Next thing you know, you got a beautiful young black brother with his teeth knocked out of his head. He looked like damn Michael Spinks.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
We got to take a break, and I need some water. Our number 877-876-PHIL, Pastor William Renick, who came on the program to talk with us about the Family Fund charity kitchen that he was running. But what happened? Well, we found out that he's taking money from people to guarantee their anonymity. He is offering to pay their children if they'll dance for him. In other words, and he says that I am being unfair and that bringing that stuff up is racist. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we have Pastor William Renick on the line with us. I actually have Bud and Robert looking up the names of, I don't know why we're doing this, but I have Bud and Robert looking up the names of African-American hockey players so that we can in some way, shape, or form educate the pastor. If you could just get him on hold there, guys, for me, I'd really appreciate that. Okay, I think we have this. Pastor Renick is with us. Pastor...
I want to make a point here, though.
All right, that's fine, but we have to get back to our phone calls, and you heard what that man was saying, that I am not a racist, that this is about you, and he used some very pointed language.
Yeah, he called me a pimp. He called me all kinds of names. I'm down here right now with poor people. He's not.
That man claimed, and I believe him, that he's done his work for the poor, and what he is trying to do now is he was trying to alert me to what he thought was a con, okay?
Now, let me talk about a con. A moment ago, you was watching TV, and you saw three buildings.
Oh, come on.
No, hold on. You saw three buildings in Singapore. And it looked like there was a giant ship on top of all three of them. And you said to me, hey, Pastor Renick, look what the tsunami did. Didn't you say that?
I was joking.
Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did. I thought you'd know I was joking.
And what did I do?
You got scared.
I got very frightened. Because you're a newsman. You're on the radio. You're sitting there in an information center. People trust you. People believe in you. People want to know when you say something, they're going to believe it. You told me there's a ship on top of three buildings in Singapore. I took a look at that picture that you showed me, and I got scared. And then you said you're clowning.
I said I was joking, yeah.
Yeah, you said you was joking. You got all kind of jokes, don't you? See, that's what I mean by racism. You want to take the black man and make a clown out of him. That's what you want to do.
No, come on, man. All I did was I looked at a picture of a building.
All right, man. Okay, man. Now, let me ask you something, because I got just got the names here, and I got them from that Dickman idiot. Francis Bouillon. You telling me that's a black man?
That's his name, and he plays for the Predators. He plays for the Nashville Predators. He's black.
That's a chick.
And his name, Francis, is a guy.
No black man I know named like that. And what's his other one here? Kendall McConnell. What's he?
He plays for the Florida Panthers. He's black. Derek Jocelyn played. There's three black players in the NHL.
Woo! Well, shut my mouth. Yeah. Don't that make you want to eat your flat hat? Four whole black men in the NHL. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because they fell in with these whites. They fell in with some hillbillies. They said, hey, why don't you come out tomorrow and we'll pour some water on the basketball court, turn it into a skating pond, or however they say that, to say, let's go on down to the skating pond, and if we don't drill holes in it and catch fish, we can skate on it, and we can play hockey. Next thing you know, you won't have no teeth like me. Lord,
boy, you really got a real thing about hockey, it sounds like. Here is George in Jacksonville, North Carolina, on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, George.
I got 2 points. My first point is this for the pastor. He's saying about $50 for that ninny. My thing is this. If this is a charitable place and he's a pastor, they should be able to give a donation in whatever amount they want to give. $50, it should not be a set price. And as far as him getting money for dental, I said go get a job with some benefits.
I'm the pastor of Joyful Union Congregation. This is my job. This is my full-time job. Taking care of these people. Taking care of the congregation.
Yeah, if that's your full-time job, then why you can't afford a dental program?
I can afford a dental program if these people kick in for the food. They don't have to. I told them they don't have to.
No, but what you will do is pay their kids to dance.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? You know,
that's about as humiliating a thing as I've ever heard in my life. If they don't pay you for this anonymity, that you'll pay their kids to dance for you, and then they got to kick the money back. You heard what that last man said. Don't you have any shame?
You know something? You're getting way out of line now with me.
I'm getting out of line. You're talking about black guys playing hockey. You're not even sticking to the point. Now, this gentleman asked a very good question, Pastor. Why don't you get a job?
What pastor has another job?
There's a lot of them that have other jobs. A lot of them have other jobs. There's a lot of pastors that have churches that don't bring in that much money, and they have to have jobs.
That's correct.
You think of that movie. You're thinking about that movie with Robert Duvall called The Apostle. What was he like? My
pastor's a state senator, and he has a job. He's a pastor of members of 4,000 people in our church. So my question to you is, 4,000 people in the church. He's a state senator. I'm not going to say what state, but I will tell you this. Just like the gentleman said, I'm not as articulate as the last gentleman was, but he was right on it. He was right on it.
All I'm saying is, brother, if I offended anybody,
one more thing, I'm a black man.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go to your church.
You wouldn't come to my church. You want to know why? Because you don't want to stand on your own two. You don't want to stand on your own two feet.
Your attitude sucks. I'm being straight with you. All you doing, you have a title, but there's no substance in that title. You need to I think you're in it for the money. That is my opinion.
That's an easy shot to take. But I'd ask you this. What did I say about hockey that isn't true?
Oh, come on.
All right, I'll get a job. I'll play for the Nashville Predators. How's that? That'd make you happy.
For what?
I bet you make you happy. Make all of you happy if I got my teeth kicked in on the back of some frog skate.
He hung up.
Yeah,
he hung up, George. No, you can't. You heard the last thing he said? I'll get my teeth knocked in on the back of some frog skate.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks. Thank you, Phil.
I don't know how you've been knowing this guy for a long time, but I tell you what, you got a lot of patience.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. There goes George. And that was Pastor William Rennick. Yeah, Pastor Rennick, that's a great job for you. Play for the National Hockey League, man. Get a job there with the... Is he back?
Yeah. I give up beef. I'm going to get my teeth kicked in by Claude
Lemieux retired. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show with our news and information hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman here on the world-famous Radio for Patriots by Patriots Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
That's my back with a hacksaw.